Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
Welcome to another podcast.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone in the world. Hello to you guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode, right? I don't know how many we've recorded now. It's been quite a few, but I was actually reviewing and like kind of listening to some of the earlier stuff we were recording yesterday. And wow, man, it's beautiful, some of the topics that we've spoken about. Personally, it felt really nice to just reflect and actually take in some of the conversations we were having, some of the things that were being said. I listened to your poem again, Ninjas. Oh my God.
Deeped it a bit more.
You know what? Yeah.
Because for me, you're the guy. I put layers to that.
You're the guy.
A lot of work, there's layers to it.
Yeah, the type of thing that you have to revisit. So, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I'm listening to it, and for me personally, I can kind of see timelessness in it. And I love that. You know, I love that. We are part of history, we are part of time. And, yeah, we're just doing something that's putting that out somewhere, you know?
I'm going to have to go.
It was sweet until it started being the microwave.
That's life though, right?
Yeah,
working from home.
Real talk.
Working from home, man. That's the life. That's what people are going through. You know, it was funny, that video that came out quite some time ago, I think a couple of years even, with the, it was a news reporter. So this guy was doing an interview on the news, and then the baby came in the room. And then he was trying to, like, knock the baby away. It was, like, on BBC News, something like that.
What?
Don't quote me.
Oh, do you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and then they say it was the childminder. They say it was the wife. We don't know. But she just came in and just grabbed the kid. And then grabbed the other one. And then just pulled him back, like, I don't know what, some army SWAT team style. But back then it was just like, oh my God, but it's so normal now. Everyone's working from home. So please don't, we apologize, but it's normal. We shouldn't have to apologize if, you know, there's certain things that are a distraction or, yeah, life just happens in the background.
Do you know what? It's going to be a constant trope throughout our podcast or our discussions, but everyone has their own path. If your path is suddenly working from home and you're having to make that adjustment, all the power to you. Let the God of luck smile on you, because it's not easy. Everyone has their path. Wherever it is, it's going to be trials, tribulations, struggles, happiness, tears. You're just going to take it and then keep forging on your own path.
Yeah.
If you're going to positively affect people along the way, even better.
Yeah. Give love. What are you saying, bro? How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. First and foremost, I'm good. Ja Rastafi.
My guy.
I've always Ja Rastafari.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've only heard it in music. I've not actually studied about the religion. It is a religion, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So I guess it's the same for you. You've not really looked into it.
No.
It's funny how it may be the same for you guys, but in particular myself, for my middle school, so quite a young age, I went to a Church of England school. And you obviously learn about Christianity by going to a school which has a religious foundation.
Yep.
But you don't really learn about a lot of the other stuff. Maybe one or two. But it's just touched upon. The main focus is just your religion. Or the religion of the school, I should say. So, yeah, there was never really an opportunity to learn much about anything. I learned about Sikhism through, my wife and her family, her father. He's a Sikh, so he wears the turban. Carries a sword around, a little dagger.
It's like five things they need, isn't it?
Yes, the 5 Ks, I believe it's called. But Sikhism is quite a young religion. It's just over 500 years old.
And that's mad.
Yeah, it's really young.
Yeah.
But it's learning about it, what I saw was it's a beautiful religion. But I have to admit, I think at the foundation of all religions and the reason why they have lasted, like they're around right now, is because they speak about something beautiful, something that is able to resonate with the human soul, if that is even is a thing. So, yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah, no, for real.
I said Jah Rastafari.
The belief, I hear you, man. I hear
something
you.
Beautiful.
Yes, I hear that.
Something beautiful. Alive is a start. For the longest period of time, I found Hinduism to be one of the most ridiculous religions.
Okay, how come? Because that's quite a bold statement to me.
Ridiculous in what way?
I saw this video of these people bowing down and this Indian cow. Because first and foremost, Indian cows look completely different to the cows we see on TV.
What do you mean?
You know, like if I say to you, describe a cow, I'm pretty sure I can guess how this cow's going to look.
Okay.
Is it black and white with like those weird blobby spots on it?
No, I'm thinking of... No, that's...
For me, a cow. If I said to you cow, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking like a brown cow.
Okay, a brown cow.
Yeah, like a brown cow.
Are you thinking large horns?
No.
Are you thinking a large hump in the back?
No.
Yeah, that's an Indian cow.
Okay.
Like quite marga legs as well.
Oh, really?
It's so strange.
So
it's
like it looks like a donkey kind of, a donkey cow.
Nah, it looks like a cow, but it's just got horns and this weird, huge...
Like a bull then?
because a bull still paints the image of a cow with horns, which I guess that's what I'm saying, but...
that's exactly what you're saying.
An Indian cow doesn't even look like a bull. Okay. It just looks like its own thing.
Right.
But still a cow.
But it is a cow.
Okay.
So the reason why I thought Hinduism was ridiculous, the reason I bring this up is there's I've seen this video of some Hindus who worship the cow because they worship all sorts of different things. This video I saw was some people bowing down to this cow, and this cow's all like pimped up. It's got like
dressed up in like
traditional garbs, like.
Oh, it's got bling.
The cow's looking fly as hell.
Oh, wow. Tripping.
These people are bowing down to this cow, and the cow's lifting its foot up and putting its hoof. It's lifting its hoof up and putting its hoof on the people.
To bless them.
As if to say the cow is blessing them.
Yeah. What's ridiculous about that? The cow is doing that.
How?
It's got to be some divine power. Right?
What, because it's got a hump in its back? And it's,
no, it because if it's able to bow, notice people bowing and it's giving out its hoof. Come on, man. That's some divine powers.
Man, you can train a dog to take a crap in the toilet.
Yeah, and this is maybe what their belief is. The training came from the divine powers.
How legit is that to train a dog to actually take a crap in the toilet? How legit is that, really? I haven't seen it myself. This is pure ignorance talking right now. Not curiosity. Let me not even say that.
I've only seen online. So whether that's real or not, who knows? But I've seen videos online of dogs and cats being trained to use the toilet.
Mm. How? What? Did they just like guide them there and give them a treat when they do it? And say, yeah,
okay,
good.
Okay.
Perhaps
I should rephrase what I'm saying. I didn't see the training. I didn't see the training. I only saw the final product.
Okay.
So that could be edited or whatever, but the videos I saw were of dogs or cats using the toilet. Some of them even flushed.
Yeah, but they train dogs and cats to do like circus shows. Of course it's possible. Yeah, but
circus shows and taking a crap, that's two very different things.
You can train anything, cool. Basically.
You know what, it's within my realm of possibilities. Like, cool, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. I was just curious because I haven't seen it myself.
Do you know what? Maybe it's they just adapt to their environment. They're in a house, not out in the wild, you know. So it's like, okay, what utilities do I have around me that I can use? So maybe it's just by nature they learn, and it doesn't take too much effort for the trainer to train them. I don't think I'm ever gonna find out.
No,
because I'm never gonna have a cat. Think dog, about it.
You're using the toilet outside. That's nature, no? We didn't actually devise toilets in a way to flush it away and have a sewage system created by, the Greeks years ago, whatever, even predates the Greeks, perhaps, we would be weeing and shitting outside, plain and simple. We would be doing that. But we have systems in place which, in the natural order of the world, is quite weird, if you think about it. What other animal has a toilet and then decides to, oh, I don't want anyone to see this, so I'll cover it up? Or
a lot of animals do that.
Hmm?
A lot of animals do that. They hide their poos and all that type of stuff.
Hmm.
A lot of animals do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't flush it and they don't have a system where they completely get rid of it.
Unless it's that's because we took over. If we allowed them to take over,
actually, but that's what I'm saying.
I think a lot of animals do have a system
mm-hmm.
where they try and get rid of it. And it's something that they do. I mean, just look at people who take dogs on walks. The dog, my belief is, I don't know how true this is, but my belief is the dog will tend to poo in the same place and pee in the same place, like mark its territory or something like that.
I've never
trained a dog. I don't know. I had a dog for a week and I was out.
There's a dog here for a week?
No.
I was going to say.
You had a dog?
Yeah.
Nah.
Why'd you have a dog? Where from?
I just, one thing led to another and I ended up buying a dog.
You bought a dog. He didn't even know, not even like dog sitting, he actually paid.
He bought a dog.
For a dog.
What How
dog
old did was you the have? Dog? Did you buy
young, it? Young. It was too young for my understanding.
Damn. Wow. I can't believe this is the first time hearing of this.
So you bought like a puppy then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And just to say, I would like a dog in my family. Once I'm a bit more settled,
I hear you.
I would like that, especially to grow up with the kids.
Did you get it from a kennel or rescue home?
No, it was somebody I knew, that's all.
Ooh, they were selling puppies.
No, they got a dog and they were like, yeah, F this. And I ended up being like, yo, there's an opportunity, it's not too expensive, I'm down. But it was just way beyond my skill set at the time.
Mm. It's a lot of work.
Way beyond it. So he ended up going to this loving family, like it was a rich Jewish family.
Mm. And did you sell the dog?
Yeah. But only I didn't take the piss.
Did you make a profit?
No, I didn't take the piss. I think I sold it for the same amount I paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was actually friends with this couple, and
what was the breed?
A Bichon Frise.
I'm asking like I know what any of the breeds are. But I guess maybe for the listeners so they can maybe visualize.
It was a beautiful dog. Beautiful.
Okay. Did it have a name?
I called him Tengen Toppa Gurun Lagan.
I bet you look at this picture and tell me Tengen Toppa Gurun Lagan.
Wait, this is the dog? What kind of Corulla Deville, whatever her name is. Yeah. That's a dog that I would see. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I had a Bichon Frise.
And you called it Tengen Toppa Gurun Lagan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dope name. Potentially wasted on such a dog, I think.
I'm imagining some dog that's got no.
Yeah.
Tengen Toppa.
What's the shortened version of Tengen Toppa Gurun Lagan?
TT.
TT.
Okay.
So you wanted a cute dog.
Nah, I don't care for cute or whatever. I just want a cool dog. One that can be part of the family.
Would you get a purse for it or like a bag?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No.
He would just be taken care of as best as the family can, that's all. Yeah, that's all.
The little dog sleeping.
Nah.
I didn't even finish.
Let him finish. No, let him ask the question.
It's a question that's been asked. Let him ask the question. Often, yeah. I used to date someone who, her parents had a dog, or the family had a dog. And not often, but the dog would come and sleep in the bed. And it's conversations I would have with her. She was like, oh, if we was to get a dog, would you let it sleep in the bed? I'm like, no. No. She'd be like, no, but it can come in for cuddles and blah. Nah, I'm like,
what do you mean cuddles? Nah.
Like, it has its own bed.
Yeah.
Like, you need, it needs its own space.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Man, crazy. You know, I wouldn't. I pose the question to you knowing the answer. Just to get your opinion and view on it.
I'm 100% out for having the dog sleep on the bed.
Mm.
Maybe my man can chill on the sofa, depends on how big he is.
Mm.
But nah.
Yeah. I'm completely out, man. Sorry. Yeah.
You don't even want a dog. You used to be scared of dogs like back in the day. Like a fear. You had a genuine fear there.
Yeah, do you know what it is with me, right? I just, sometimes you gotta fit the stereotype.
Yeah.
What's the stereotype? Black guys are scared of dogs.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't make sense because in Africa, a lot of people have dogs.
We're not in Africa. So this is not an
Africa. If you want to specify.
Yeah, maybe when I go to black the motherland.
Black guys in the UK or black guys in Western world.
Maybe when I, yeah. So obviously, a Western, let's say a Western. And,
so Westernized black guys.
Yeah.
Why is that? It seems to me.
Yo, I didn't make this up. You guys are questioning me like I made it. I just don't like dogs. That's me.
Mm. I hear you. I don't mind. I would get a dog. For me, the breed would be a corgi. This goes back to someone I was seeing quite a little while back. Because she was so obsessed with this particular breed, it infected me. I'm like, oh, damn. Do you know what? This dog's kind of cute. Short legs, fat head. Because I'm not going out to get a dog that's going to run circles around me or come and trash me in the middle of the night, kick me out of bed, lie down and just nods its head and just goes, go to mine.
Like that Flintstones saber-tooth tiger scene.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not about it. Was it a saber-tooth tiger or was it like a little dinosaur? What was that?
They had both, quite possibly.
What was the one that was, hash, 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 hash. What was that? Or was that a completely different cartoon?
Different show. That
might be a different cartoon.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Wacky Races.
Wacky Races.
Which one laughs like that?
Muttley, the dog.
Oh, yeah, Muttley. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Muttley.
Who else is on Wacky Races? Is that what... Yeah. Same?
Kind of. No. Was he on Wacky Races? Samurai Jack, but... But you know, that's like a 1950s trope.
Stereotype, back then. Italian mafia type of guy.
Okay. Cartoon Network was sick.
Back in the day.
Cartoon Network was sick.
Yo.
Cow and Chicken.
It helped kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the one medium for them, really.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite interesting. Like, it seems quite early on in Cartoon Network's. Well, because they were involved in our lives, it seems like artists were given free reign to just like, you know, let's test the water to see how really far we can push it.
Really creative.
Before
right?
it gets restricted and regulated even more. Like some of the shows, I don't think they'd be maybe as popular now with people being more PC, like Cow and Chicken eating pig butts.
Yeah, their what's the one with the devil? Half. Where the devil's naked.
That's Cow and Chicken.
Yeah, it's like a naked trans.
Honestly, I'm telling you, that's wacky.
Devil?
Bro, it's on the spectrum somewhere, for sure. Like, I think it's wonderful that they were able to push the boundaries.
Mm.
But again, I kind of don't feel like it would happen now. Unless they're doing it specifically. Say this, this devil character.
Unless it's for a movement for this, or to make a statement.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. It wouldn't just fit and slide as it did back then. I feel you.
There's so many wacky shows back in the day.
Courage was wacky. Courage the Cowardly Dog was wacky.
Courage still is.
Yeah. That used to give me some crazy intricate dreams when I watched that. Go to bed and just imagine. Borderline nightmares. Yeah, they were nightmares.
That was a great show.
honestly, I loved it.
To bring it back to my original point, which was I used to find Hinduism to be one of the most ridiculous religions ever.
Powerful.
Because of things such as seeing a cow blessing people. Another example would be drinking from the same milk as a rat, as rats. Plural.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean, man?
Repete por más, si vous plaît.
So there's a guy who worships this rat god.
One guy?
No, there's many people. It depends on what area you are, what family you come from, and all that. It's really deep and intricate. It's no joke.
Where is this?
India.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So this one guy in particular, he goes to the rat temple, which is this huge temple for the rat god, which has hundreds, maybe even thousands of rats in it. And he puts milk down in like bowls. And the rats, you see them drinking from it. And the footage is actually the rats drinking from it. They stop. My man picks the bowl up and he drinks it.
Two questions. First, how is he not ill all the time or borderline dead? And two, where on earth did you watch this? What is this? You're talking about footage.
I'm thinking like Jungle Book, man. I'm not going to lie. That's what I'm imagining. You, I want to be like you, know, the Monkey Kingdom. When you said temple.
Yeah, there was a full-on rat temple.
Wow.
And this is probably Hinduism? More than
one. Yes.
Wow, interesting. But you're saying there's quite a few people who worship this particular rat god, but you saw footage of this one guy.
Yeah.
Who was... Is this one guy an anomaly, or does everyone in that that way?
I do not know the answer for that. What I can say is, this guy was like a high-ranking priest in the rat temple.
Mm.
So he was like a leader.
So do they worship rats, or...?
These people in particular, yes. Because my understanding of Hinduism, which is extremely limited... Let me not come out here and act like I'm a pro at Hinduism.
Yeah.
But my understanding of Hinduism is there's hundreds of different gods, and depending on what family you come from, depending on what part of the country you come from, you worship that god.
Okay.
So it's linked really to your history.
Mm-hmm. Well, as with Ganesha as the overriding...
I don't know if Ganesha is... The over, because maybe Vishnu, maybe Brahman. I mean, I'm throwing out names here. I know these are high duty deities in the Hinduism hierarchical structure, but I don't know.
Hey, it's interesting. It's interesting.
What changed my mind on Hinduism was a conversation that I had from a Nepali Hindu, a friend of mine. She was really cool. And I said to her, like, I really, you know, I don't get it with this Hinduism. Because she was really, I mean, the time I met her, she wasn't eating a particular meat. I forget which one it was. Because her father had died. So she's like, yeah, she can't eat this particular meat for a year. Because her father had died. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like all these rituals that we just have no idea about because we're not really exposed to it. And I remember quite clearly we had this conversation where she was explaining to me for Hindus, the reason why there's so many gods is because God is in everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, she went quite deep into it and was explaining quite a bit to me, but... The foundation of what she was saying was God is in everything. So that's why we can worship everything.
Okay.
It's a beautiful notion. It's quite interesting how that almost directly is in opposition of the more popular religions around the world, say Christianity and Islam, to say that there is only one God. And you must worship this one deity and live by these rules that we're setting out for you. Live a good life, in essence. Quite interesting, whereas from my understanding from what you've just said, with Hinduism, there is God in everything. There's God in this jug of water.
Yeah.
There's God in
that deep.
Cool. I guess the notion of God being omnipotent, all powerful, all present, that kind of is the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing. And I think with most religions, and this is, you know, what I was saying at the beginning of, most of them say something beautiful that resonates with the human soul. And they're all kind of saying the same thing. Mm. And, you know, the alternative is, I've got this French friend, and he explains to me, like, religion's not a big deal to the average young white Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like non-existent, to the point where he wasn't taught Christianity through his educational system at all. He has no idea on how Christianity works. Christianity is as alien to him as Hinduism is to you. Mm. And for me, that's just, it blows my mind. Like, whoa. I got Christianity from white people.
That shows you the power of influence, though.
Mm.
Yeah, it really shows you the power of influence and where you can be and how your environment can influence what you perceive as normal and what, you know, we all went through school singing the hymns. You know, I was listening to some video or some advert and there was one hymn and I started singing along because I remember that. You're singing that every week.
Indoctrination.
Took the words out of my mouth, brother. Indoctrination.
Yeah, you go to a Christian school, they're going to indoctrinate you in Christianity.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics. Anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture. Each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Jana, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
What religion would you say you guys are? Or what creed do you follow? Because religion, who knows, that's quite subjective.
Man, that's a deep question. To say it's a religion, I wouldn't. I don't really follow a religion. I wouldn't say I do. I think I adopt a lot of the values from the general consensus of what the core religions. I say core religions, I'd say the core religions around the world, the more popular ones. and I kind of just adopt that. But I'd say I just believe in spirituality. I'm more of a spirituality believer rather than a religion.
Do you know what? Quite a lot of people say something similar who have had discussions like this. What is spirituality? What does that mean to you?
Just energy. I believe that there's energies. I believe that there's higher powers. But I don't believe that there's an institution that should guide me to that. I believe that that's just existence and that's just life. Mm. You know, everything that exists, air, water, fire. Not going to say the four elements and start spitting some bars. Come through like the Avatar. But no, honestly, I just, see it. In nature, in life, in us.
Mm.
That's what spirituality is for me. Just energy, and just power, higher powers, forces.
For me, I'm going to try and say this in Japanese. This is going in with my memory of Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Zen wa ichi, ichi wa zen. Do you know?
No, please let us and the listeners know. Quick translation, live.
If I got it right, what I'm trying to say is, all is one, one is all. That's my belief.
Okay. Yeah. Can you break that down for me, please?
I think we're all connected. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're made up of stardust.
Mm-hmm.
On a chemical level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're going with, like, things such as the Big Bang and all that stuff, it all starts from a singular point. And that singular point created everything. And everything is of that singular point.
Mm-hmm. And so you conduct your way of living.
Yeah.
Being connected to everything and everything.
As best as I can. Because, you know, like for me, every conversation I have with anyone I come across is me talking to God, in a sense.
Mm.
Me talking to that singular point, that greater force of the world. So there's not, because it's within me, it's within everyone. So sometimes, you know, you can have a conversation with yourself and you can ask yourself a question and you'll get an answer. It comes from deep within.
Mm.
And it, you know, it could be quite a subjective answer, but that answer is still possible. And it's the same as when I was doing boxing, I would spar against a guy who was huge compared to me. I mean, I'm a small guy anyway.
Mm.
This guy was like a monster, David and Goliath, and I would spar against him. And fortunately for me, because I'm so small compared to him, he was really slow for me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was throwing out shots and I was just dodging, like he could not touch me. But the dangers of his punches were always very, very, very apparent. But when I was in that space, I was in the sublime. I was in a space which was more than what I am. At the same time, I am who I am. So it's that everything is connected. Everything, you know, that feeling of being overwhelmed by the unknown and that feeling of being an individual exist at the same time. All is one and one is all.
Including rats?
Yeah, including rats.
Because just a minute earlier ago you were saying that the rats ain't shit.
What would you say? All is one, one is all. What would you say if the rat guy said, yo, come to the yard, let's have some cup of tea or something. Let's just talk. I would love to discuss my life with you. Do you know, I see God in your eyes, AJ. Let's go talk.
Yeah, cool. Just don't be giving me no rat milk.
But that's the only milk he's got in the yard. Then what?
Then I'll have some water.
Zen Wanada.
All is all.
You guys want to ridicule me, but I'm saying, obviously, use your common sense. I'm not going to go to something that can harm me and be like, all is one, one is all. No. Use your common sense, obviously.
All of my thought.
Do you know what? We're laughing a little bit, but it's a beautiful look, I would say. It's a beautiful scope on life, man. Interesting. Interesting for both of you.
What about yourself?
Yeah, do you know what? I feel religion or that notion of there being a higher being, that's a personal relationship, one-on-one with God, or whoever you would like to consider to be this higher being. So, I'll say it straight, I don't believe in, as you say, an institution leading the way. Again, for me, it's a personal relationship. Now, if your personal relationship says it's better to be in a congregation with a bunch of people who think the same as you in order to worship whatever it is that you yourself want to worship, cool. Then you can go do your thing at church. If you're going to church just for blessings and grace on a lighting, slightly wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
The way I am living my life is having that personal connection to a higher being. Perhaps going to what AJ says is within yourself, that voice that you have where that's in control of your soul, your moral compass, everything. And you have those subjective answers perhaps 90% of the time, because who here is holier than thou can put their hands together and be like, actually the path I walk is righteous for everyone, because that's impossible. But I truly believe that as long as you are a good human being, because that comes with multiple layers, because of the impact that we have on a chemical level on the planet, and with our coexistence with everything else that's within our scope, because we don't know what's on Mars yet. What's good, Elon? Do you want to sponsor the pod? We'll give you a shout out. Give us 3 tickets on one of them SpaceX ones once you get it sorted.
Yeah, because
God rest the souls that people keep blowing up. I don't know what's going on.
What? People are blowing up on SpaceX?
Perhaps it's not people.
No, I think it's just drones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's actual people. They're just doing test landings and takes launches. And there's been a couple of fires.
But they're trying some stuff. So if you want that.
I do know there is a guy. I believe he's a multi-millionaire, possibly even a billionaire. Who tells, you know, who can tell unless you're paying attention to that stuff? But he's essentially put this ad out to the world and said, I'm going to go to space. I don't know if it's the Space Center or to Mars or the moon. I don't know what it is, but it was in conjunction with Elon. This guy's booked space for when Elon Musk has completed whatever it is he's trying to do. The guy's booked 10 spaces. He's like, I'm going to go and I want to fill the gap with 9 other people. And these people just need to tell me why I should take them with me. So I believe that's a competition that's happening right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are you man saying? Imagine, yeah, it's Charlie in Chocolate Factory, golden ticket moment. You open up whatever, you open up a letter and it's like, actually, you've been selected based off your postcode at random. You're invited to come with us to Mars or to space or whatever.
Would I go?
Would you go?
I'm there.
So then, you go?
Of course I'm there.
But what about your family? What about your loved ones? You just say, nah, I'm done. I'm gone.
Wait, you go permanently. It's not like a trip to go and come back.
If it's a trip to it's Mars, a different thing. Perhaps it's a trip to colonize Mars.
Yeah.
And probably, you're not coming back.
You're not going to come back.
Mm-mm.
And even if you did come back, time would be completely different from you. Like the amount of time you've gone to the amount of time that's been on Earth.
I wouldn't go.
Quick change after we gave you just a little bit of fire.
No. If it was a trip there and back, yeah. But if it's for me to go and colonize, no, I'm not going.
But you would be one of the first people down in history to make it to Mars and to start a life there. Don't you think that's an incredible thing?
Nope.
I hear you.
I feel like it can be an incredible thing, but I just, Goblin Slayer out here, man.
You've always been the Goblin Slayer. You're probably going to have to explain what you mean
by the Goblin
Slayer.
Reference to an anime called Goblin Slayer. The main premise is there's this character. Basically, you're mages, witches, knights. And
standard Dungeons and
Dragons. Yeah, standard Dungeons and Dragons type thing. And you do missions. So obviously the lower level trolls that you can kill, goblins, they're the most lowest level. It goes up a bit higher than that, and you can go to dragons and all of these other things. And this one guy, he always just kills goblins. And the reason is because somebody... Somebody, this is the interpretation, so I won't give you a direct reference. Somebody has to always deal with the little jobs, because if not, there are still people that are affected. You know, someone's got to take the small steps. Even if there's people doing the big fight and wanting to go and colonize Mars, that's great. However, there's still things that need to be done here. You know, you still got to fight the little guys fight. You still got to fight for the underground. And I'm a soldier of the underground. That's how I see it.
Mizu Radio.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'm all the way in Mars.
All the way in?
I'm all the way in.
Look at this guy.
I want that one-way ticket.
Really?
Arrivederci.
Really?
Adios.
What would your reasoning be?
Well, I'll tell you a story. There was a few years back, there was this thing going on about a trip to Mars to colonize. And it was a one-way ticket. That's how it was being presented.
Mm.
And they were reaching out to the general public to say, yo, who wants to come through, be the first humans, go down in history, right? And I remember my wife at the time, just my girlfriend, she goes to me, you would go, right? I was like, yeah, you know I'd go. And she's like, even if you couldn't come back? I was like, bury me on Mars, man. I'm going to Mars.
So bury me on Mars. I hear you, bro.
So many years later, recently, with this whole Elon Musk thing going on, she goes to me, would you still go? I was like, oh, it's tough because I've got kids now and they're kind of cool. But maybe I'll still go. Maybe I'll still go. Maybe I'm all the way up.
Nah, I'm out. I'm out straight away.
Yeah?
Yeah. For me, just being with the fam, obviously trying to raise kids, I'm into this life. I'm not into jumping on some rickety, spaceship.
He's gonna get it down.
Who knows? Could be anyone.
Imagine being the first black man on Mars.
Potentially the only.
Yeah.
If you're talking about this one with 10 spaces.
Yeah.
70% Caucasian.
Well, the guy who put the invitation out is a Japanese guy.
Mm.
Yeah, born and raised. His business is in Japan. Has nothing to do with the rest, really. I'm not even sure if this guy can speak English.
Mm, nice. Well, who knows? Who knows what fate holds? I say I'm all the way out, but as soon as I get that ticket, I'll actually read it. It's got my name on it. I'll be like, "Addy ho! Here we go. Let's go to Mars, baby." Like some idiot, I swear to God.
Oh, God. Imagine going to visit. That would be mad.
This guy's still thinking about the visit. He's like, it'll be cool, but no, I can't go.
You need to think. There's so much that we haven't seen on this planet alone.
Yeah.
And then you want to go bust another planet?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Like, I haven't travelled loads, but I've travelled a little bit.
Mm.
And from what I've seen, I'm like, damn, man, this world is so diverse. Beautiful. There's so much to see.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's so much to see.
If there's anyone that's listening who, hasn't been able to travel, and or maybe he's put something off or put off traveling, I feel people put a lot of stuff 100%. Off. I'll maybe do it after I do this, or maybe do it. I honestly urge you, when you can and it's safe to, and you really believe that it's safe for you to go and do it, go traveling, because it's so good to see the beautiful world, and it just expands your mind and your horizon, just to see just different environments, different cultures, different signs, different roads, just seeing something different and seeing how, humans have adapted in so many different places in so many different ways. It's good for your health, I think. It's good for your health.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, what is it? It's physical and mental wealth.
Yeah.
Because that's growth.
Yeah.
You go out and see other things.
There's places on this earth where if you threw boiling water outside, it would freeze before it hit the ground. And there's places on this earth where it's so hot you could cook an egg on like a bonnet of a car. It's like the kids asked me, is magic real? And I was like, well, magic is really an illusionary technique. It's magic has its foundations. Modern day magic, anyway, has its foundations in genjutsu. It's just illusionary techniques.
Mm.
But there's so much magic in the world. There's so much wild things beyond your wildest dreams that's out there in the world.
Yeah, that isn't an illusion.
That isn't an illusion, and that's magic enough.
Mm.
Mm.
Like, I've travelled quite a bit. I've been quite fortunate to have travelled quite a bit. I've seen some things that, honestly, to this day, just blow my mind. Even just how some people are living.
Mm, I hear that.
And I think it's a disservice to your own life not to see the world.
Mm.
I know that's quite a strong stance, but I genuinely believe if you're able to do so safely, of course, if the opportunity, because I was the type of person who didn't travel. I was always like, oh, I'll just get a job and work, save up, buy a car. While you guys started off with the traveling to like US and whatnot, and I stayed back so I could earn money and whatnot. But no, since I started traveling, I've just absolutely loved it, and I highly recommend it, and I'll continue it once I can.
So I reiterate what you guys said. I agree, but also shout out to the people who are comfortable. It's okay to feel that way. Don't feel any pressure to do anything. Even if you listen to this podcast, you have your own path. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
I know.
Don't be comfortable. That's like the worst thing you can do for yourself. It's the worst thing. It's not about being comfortable. Life is supposed to be a challenge. If you're comfortable, you're not living.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art.
This is Oz, and this is a poem that I wrote called Ninjas. Me and my ninjas roam in the streets at night. Tend to stick to the shadows because those blue lights are too bright. Tend to yearn that sense of belonging when the unlikely clan of broken misfits take up arms to fight. What's up, my ninja? Greeting to a friend or foe. When lost, look to the heavens. Or follow the treacherous path that deals solely with fear, respect, money, and woe. What ends you from, my ninja? Or from where do you hail? That kind of question asked in the right place to the wrong person could provoke an answer that sends any number of souls to jail. Or worse. I swear us ninjas must be cursed. Me and my ninjas equip all manner of blades when we patrol the manor. Most times we break tradition and forget cloak and dagger. Instead we wave a banner, screaming our affinity for provinces, and if it's not for our lord or shogun, we will not sit, shake or roll over. Me and my ninjas speak in a different tongue to confuse, bemuse, infatuate and recruit. The allure is ancient and exotic. Almost as old as our teachings. First and last men, me and my ninjas. Mature infants, me and my ninjas. Forever growing in notoriety, me and my ninjas. Now, you either join the clan, or work and pray to have a backup plan, or you'll be branded alongside, me and my ninjas. With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.